Good morning and welcome to your daily AI briefing for Tuesday, June 16, 2026. Here's what matters today. First up, a story that's dominated the conversation since late last week and isn't going away. The US government slapped emergency export controls on Anthropic's latest frontier models, Claude Fable 5 and Mythos 5. The directive required Anthropic to block access for foreign nationals. Since real-time nationality verification is basically impossible at scale, Anthropic took the nuclear option and disabled both models globally, for everyone. Users who relied on these models woke up to find them simply gone from their accounts. No migration path, no timeline for restoration. Anthropic says it's a misunderstanding and they're negotiating with the Department of Commerce. But as of this morning, those models are still dark. The incident has reignited fierce debate about AI sovereignty, especially in Europe, where policymakers are asking whether relying on closed-source models from a single US company is a strategic vulnerability. Moving on to tools you can actually use today. OpenAI dropped a significant Codex update. Codex now supports the Chrome DevTools protocol, meaning it can inspect and modify any website directly in the browser. We're talking real-time DOM manipulation, style changes, and dynamic UX customization driven by natural language. It's early stage, but this is a major step toward genuinely agentic browsing. Imagine telling your assistant to reconfigure a dashboard, extract structured data from an arbitrary page, or run UI tests just by describing what you want, and it just does it. NVIDIA made it official at Computex. The Vera Rubin platform is now in mass production. Foxconn is cranking out one compute tray per minute on fully automated lines. NVIDIA claims 10 times the throughput of Blackwell, and they need every bit of it. Server makers like Gigabyte, Quanta, and Wistron are reporting record revenues tied to the ramp. The second half of 2026 is shaping up to be the biggest AI infrastructure buildout we've ever seen. Jensen Huang called it an extremely busy period, and supply chain constraints remain severe. Finally, a startup called Factory AI launched version 2.0 of their platform yesterday. The pitch is a shift from individual coding agents to full software factories. Instead of a copilot helping one developer, you get multi-agent orchestration across IDEs, terminals, and deployment pipelines. It's the logical next step after vibe coding. Whether they deliver on the promise is an open question, but the category name alone, software factories, tells you where the industry thinks we're headed. That's your briefing for Tuesday, June 16th. Episode 2 drops right after this, focused on local AI and automation tools you can run on your own hardware. Stick around.